This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Jason Adam for the Padres. Delivers to McCutchen. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Padres sweep the series. Pirates are shut out again for the sixth time. And they've dropped seven of their last eight games. A very disappointing homestand as they are swept here by the San Diego Padres. Final score, 4-0.
Well said by Greg Brown. Incredibly disappointing, but not just the homestand, the season at large to this point. And it looks like there's no end in sight. Why do I say this? Well, Noah Hyles put on his journalism hat, and he asked Derek Shelton, what the hell is going on?
Yeah, it's frustrating. I mean, offensively, we need to be better. You know, we haven't been consistent. We haven't been as good as we can be. There's more in this offense. We got to get to it.
Is there a point in the season where maybe preparation changes or... you've obviously tried to change lineups, go with different things, but is it a preparation thing maybe?
We're trying different things. And I think that's a good question, Noah, because people don't see the preparation or how it is. But, yeah, we're mixing things up, trying different things. Right now we don't have a formula, and we got to figure it out.
All right, good morning, everybody. We don't have a formula. We got to figure it out. You should have a formula coming into the season.
Yes.
You should know what team you've got. About halfway through spring training, I'd think. No. The guy who started the game yesterday for the Padres, Steven Kolek, two starts ago gave up seven runs to the Albuquerque Isotopes, Doran. First major league start. And against the Albuquerque Isotopes, he couldn't figure them out. Gave up seven runs. He went 5 2/3 scoreless against the Pirates yesterday. Greg Brown said the Bucks have been shut out six times. They have. There's more to that. It's the most times a team has been shut out this year in Major League Baseball. The Texas Rangers, by the by, they fired their offensive coordinator. I didn't know they had those in Major League Baseball. I thought you had a hitting coach and a pitching coach. They had an offensive coordinator.
Wow.
They don't anymore. They are 17-18 and fired their guy. Now, their offense somehow is actually worse on a per-game average in terms of scoring runs than the Pittsburgh Pirates. But they're sitting there at 17-18. They fire their guy. The Pirates are 12-23, Doran. 12-23. And yet, Derek Shelton will be managing the team, I believe, tonight. Ben Cherington is still the GM. More offensive numbers. You want them. We got them. Six times they've been shut out. Slam my head against the microphone. Can't talk. Been shut out six times, most of Major League Baseball. They've grounded into a Major League leading 35 double plays. Mm. And their 12-23 record, Doran, is their worst start in a 162-game season since 2006.
Wow.
The reason you had to throw 162-game season in there is because of the COVID year, obviously. But this is year six of the Ben Cherington, Derek Shelton show, and it's their worst start in their 6 years apart from the COVID year. It's unforgivable. You have the best starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, we all believe, in Paul Skeens. You also have a budding superstar at the dish in O'Neill Cruz, who has drawn walks. He's hitting the ball 118 miles an hour and driving in runs. He's among the league leaders in home runs. He has become what you wanted him to become. Paul Skeens is Paul Skeens. And yet you're as bad as you've been under this administration. I don't even know what to say anymore, apart from you got to get rid of everybody.
Exactly. But I don't. If you do that now, I don't know what that solves. And that's kind of where we always come back to. Like, if you do get rid of Shelton, say, next week, I mean, what does that do? What does that start the process of finding the next manager? Not really, because it's during the season. You're not going to find the manager mid-season of, you know, the club moving forward. You know, does Charrington stay on with, you know, an interim? I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't know what that solves, but if we want to play the game of, okay, say there is a new regime at the end of the season, which we would assume has to be on the table, right?
Oh, yeah.
What do you do from there? Like, how do you fix this? What's the appropriate steps to fixing this club? And I would start with this. In the protection realm, I guess. The only players that should be protected are Paul Skeens, O'Neill Cruz, maybe Jared Jones, maybe Bubba Chandler, and maybe Nick Gonzalez. Everybody else should be on the table for trade.
I was just writing that down as you started it. Look at us. Our mind melt. Reynolds, Cruz, Skeens, Jones, Chandler.
I would say even trade Reynolds.
$100 million player ain't playing like it right now. And he gets off to a bad start every year. This is the worst start he's been off to. And the season's already over. I mean, that's the reality. It's over. It's done. It's finished. It's May 5th. May 5th, and they're done, Doran. Only the damn Chicago White Sox and the Colorado Rockies have a worse record than your Pittsburgh Pirates in year six of Ben Cherington, in year six of Derek Shelton. And when you listen to these guys talk, they make it sound like getting Spencer Horowitz in here and getting Nick Gonzalez back are going to change dramatically the state of this organization. This just in, it ain't the Flying Dutchman coming back. It ain't Willie Stargell who's coming in here. Like, they will help, sure, fine, whatever. You'd rather have them than not. The season's already done. You couldn't keep your head above water, and those guys aren't dramatic improvement, and those guys aren't dramatically going to improve the offense enough to make a real difference. This thing is over, man.
Yep.
Put a fork in them. And I don't just mean this season, I mean the administration. And if that's the case, you got to get one of these guys at the very least out of here, because your fans deserve it. You're right. It's not going to change anything.
Nothing.
Don Kelly ain't going to walk in there and blow into the cartridge like it's an old N64 video game and you put it in and everything's going to get reset. That's not how this thing works. But they need to do something just so that they can not be accused of doing nothing. Right? I mean, this season has been a PR disaster.
This whole month.
It's May! And you.
Last month, I should say.
Right, dude. You've already had multiple off the field scandals. Feels like probably too strong a word, but it's the word I'll use right now. Incidents, that's fair. You've had multiple incidents. You've got a winning percentage of 343. They're not even fun to watch.
No.
They're not even competitive in their losses. They didn't sniff scoring a run yesterday. I went on Friday because it's still a nice time out with the family. Yeah, even though we were in the midst of a rain delay, but the girls got cotton candy and hot dogs, and I had the crab fries. I mean, it's just a very expensive dinner is what it becomes, but they left a million guys on base, and you just want to throw yourself down the stairs watching this team. The White Sox are worse, but only a game and a half worse. The Rockies are the worst team in Major League Baseball by far. They're 6-28, my God. But these are the teams that you're keeping in your company? And it's year six. I mean, I just keep coming back to that.
Yeah.
Where are the success stories? What has Ben Cherington done tangibly to help this lineup? O'Neill Cruz isn't his guy. Brian Reynolds not his guy. Andrew McCutchen, I guess he brought back, but the only reason Andrew McCutchen's here is because he was here before. I don't give him credit for him. None of the guys who are pulling any kind of weight in the lineup are players that were drafted and developed by this administration. You're one of the worst hitting teams in all of Major League Baseball. And that manager after the game says, we need a new formula. We don't have a formula.
We don't have it. We got to figure it out. We got to figure out our preparation. We've been throwing stuff at the wall and it's not been sticking. Like those, that's the answers you're getting from the leader. That is wild to me.
Pirates are 7.5 games back in the wild card on May 5th, Doran. 11 games under 500. And in the division, you are, I can't find the damn thing. Here we go. Flustered. 9 games back of the Chicago Cubs. That's all she wrote. They have a minus 48 run differential, Doran, which is one of the worst in all of Major League Baseball. They're pathetic. And Andrew Heaney had been a great success story. His last two starts, no good. Paul Skenes still has an ERA under 3. He's one. O'Neill Cruz is one. I'm looking for other rays of sunshine and hope, and really, those are the two.
Yeah.
Those are the two. Only 4 teams in Major League Baseball have a worse run differential than your Pittsburgh Pirates, and it's not just that they stink, and they do. It's that, as a fan, they do some things where you just feel like turning the TV off. Full disclosure, I did yesterday. When they got behind 4-0, like, did anybody have faith that they could score 5 runs, come back to win? Of course not. And during the time that my TV was off, Key Brian Hayes gets picked off of second base with his head in the clouds. And Jared Triolo has a routine grounder go to him, and he dusts the thing off, throws late to first. Luis Arraez beats the ball there. And on the broadcast, they're making excuses for him, like, oh, he looked to third. He didn't look to third. He dusted the damn thing off, took forever and a day, throws it late to first base, and a manager who was trying to keep his team accountable benches Triolo after that, or benches Key Brian Hayes for getting picked off at second base. There's no accountability. They look like they're in this malaise.
They don't care. Looks like they don't care.
I mean, that's exactly what it looks like.
Yeah, just say it. They just don't care. They just go on the field and they're like, okay, I'm getting paid to walk and to put this uniform on. That's about it. Like, they have no desire. And that starts from we know that. We've said that a bunch of times. It starts from the top, but, they have no desire.
Someone tweeted in yesterday, knowing that we would probably begin the show today with the Pirates, and said, when is Bob Nutting going to get called to the carpet by 93.7 The Fan? What are you talking about? Everyone knows the score, man. Everyone knows what's going on here, man. They didn't do anything this offseason. They didn't do anything the offseason before that. 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 That's the reality. Yep. We get it. We know why they suck, but they also didn't do crap. Not that much, at least. Leading into 13, 14, and 15, you can talk about A.J. Burnett and Francisco Liriano, and you can talk about Russell Martin. Yeah, they spent money on those guys. Not a lot of money. You can win not spending a lot of money when you've got a competent general manager and when you've got a competent manager. The owner's never going to sell the team. So, we can sit here and we can say, yeah, we understand, we know the score. You can still win with this owner. They've done it before. You cannot win with this manager and with this general manager. This general manager won a World Series in 2013 with Boston. Every other year he's been the GM, his team's finishing in last place.
Somebody tweeted yesterday the worst thing that ever happened to the Pirates was the Red Sox winning that World Series.
He's right. Or she's right. They're right, for sure. Oh, this guy's got it. He's got a history of success. He won the World Series. Yeah, look under the hood. Guy's a lemon. You go to Carfax or whatever it is, Carfox, I don't know. Car looks great on the outside. Hey, open up the hood. Lemon. That's what they got. A lemon. Him and Derek Shelton. You can win with the Clint Hurdles of the world. Can't win with this guy. And I look at the Cincinnati Reds. They switch managers. That's it. They didn't have a great offseason. They have a plus 34 run differential. They're 18-17 and right there in the thick of the wild card race.
Yep.
Game and a half back. Their roster is fine. It's not some great shakes, but they have a real manager. 18-17. That wouldn't have cost a lot of money. If only they did just that this offseason, I think the Pirates are in a much better place right now. 412-928-9370. This is cathartic. If you want to call in and voice your frustrations, you can. Again, 412-928-9370. I've got another stat, Doran, that is going to blow people's socks off. And we can all cry and vent together to start the show today. 412-928-9370.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
The Pirates are no good. Doran wanted to have a nuanced conversation in the last segment, and I would like to have the same conversation in a moment. Like, okay, let's say Shelton's gone, Charrington's gone. What bones are left for the incoming regime? I want to have that conversation. That's probably the conversation we should be having. I wanted to yell into a microphone for like 15 minutes beforehand.
That's fine.
We got time. We got 4 hours. Yeah. There's some Steelers stuff. There's a Penguins angle. There's a Mark Cabali who's going to wander into the studio in the 9 o'clock hour, waddle his way in here. But we can spend some time on the Pirates. Texter, the Reds' payroll is $30 million more than the Pirates. That's the story. Well, it's $23 million more, and that's a significant amount. But consider this. Reds are 21st in payroll. The Brewers are 22nd. The Pirates are 23rd. They're all in the same bucket.
Right.
And yet the Brewers consistently have success. The Reds are having success right now, and the Pirates haven't sniffed success, not really, since 2015. We can talk about ownership until we're blue in the face. Seriously, we can. And I get it. I'm not telling people not to care like that. Care like that. But the reality is the owner is going to be the same. You can still win with a competent general manager, with a competent manager. And the Pirates do not have a competent general manager or manager right now. They just don't. Another texter said, stop going to games. We have Friday's attendance, 12,349. That's a Friday, man.
Yep.
A Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, 17,675. Yesterday, 17,184. Those are real low weekend numbers. Real, real low weekend numbers. And I understand the weather was part of it, but people aren't going. The weekday games are routinely under 10,000, and now your weekend games, I should say, the highest number you brought in this weekend in a weekend game, 17,675. So people aren't going. We'll see if it leads to anything. You can chime in, 412-928-9370. We'll take your calls in a couple of minutes here. I said I had a stat for the people. I will give them that stat, Doran, and then let's have the nuanced conversation.
All right.
The Pirates were not 10 games under 500 until September 1st last year. So they finished 10 games under. They didn't hit that mark until September. They're already 11 games under 500 this year. This is the worst record they've had through this many games or on this date since 2016. Last year, they were 14-19. Didn't get off to a great start through this point last year, but you were 5 games under 500, not 11. You were 20-11 in 2023. You were 9-13, 13-9 jokes in 2022. You were 12-16 in 21. You were 14-15 in 19, 17-15 in 18, 12-15 in 17, and 15-12-16. This was supposed to be the year of contention and literally worse through this point in the season than you were at any point since 2016.
Yeah, they didn't do anything in the offseason, like zero. You bring in Tommy Pham and Spencer Horowitz, who got hurt. Like, you could have seen this coming a mile away. Miles away.
Spencer Horowitz so good, Doran, that they benched him for 3 consecutive games.
Yes.
Woof.
Yes.
He had a chance to rob a home run yesterday. It would have been a very difficult play. He didn't make it. They'll point to, and Ben Cherington did on his radio program yesterday, that according to the metrics, Tommy Pham is the best defensive left fielder in baseball. I don't care if he's Ken Griffey Jr. in the outfield, if you've got an OPS of 450, you can't be playing.
Mm-mm.
And they sat him down not to say, okay, let's think about some internal options and move on from this guy. They sat him down because they thought it would fix him. They're still trying to fix Tommy Pham. 412-928-9370. I had thought coming into this year, Doran, you go out, you buy a couple of bats, you're actually close because of your starting rotation, because of what the bullpen could be.
For sure.
But they're not going to spend that kind of money to get those significant bats, which means the next GM, the next manager, what are you really inheriting?
That's the crux of the situation for me is, you know, we talk about it even with the Penguins, you know, what is this a sexy job? Like, is this a, like, I know that you have Paul Skeens, you have O'Neill Cruz, like, what is this a job that somebody would be knocking on the door? For what you're going to have to inherit or not inherit or have the ability of even using or getting.
You ready for a steaming hot take?
Mm-hmm.
I think the Pirates' job is more attractive than the Penguins' job.
I agree.
Because, not even that. You could do absolutely jack nothing for 6 years and still hold your job.
That too.
Meanwhile, if you get hired as the Penguins' coach, and you're no good for 3 years, probably you're gone.
Yeah.
Probably you're gone. Pirates GM, you got 6 years, pal. Don't got to win any of the years. You're good. They'll probably give Ben Cherington until the end of the season. Six years. He's on scholarship.
And also, if you're just decent, like, that is that's a huge improvement.
That too.
So, like, all you have to do is be decent. You don't have to win. I mean, you don't have to win the division. Like, you don't have to win. You don't have to make it to the playoffs. You don't have to get to the wild card. You just have to be decent, and you'll keep your job for a long time.
You have exceeded expectations. Yes. If you merely win more games than you lose.
Yeah.
You're going to have a nice rotation, in theory, in place, right? Skeens, Jones, Keller, Chandler. They just called Hunter Barco up from Double A. He was dominant to Triple A. He's a big time prospect. you can have a solid, young five-man rotation. You will inherit that, and that is great. But if you're not willing to spend the $15 to $20 million on a hitter, like that's what you need to spend on a hitter. You probably need two of those guys with that rotation to even sniff competency. If you're not going to spend that money, the next guy, it's going to take a long time to draft and develop. You've got nobody in the pipeline from a position player standpoint that is ready to step in next season for the new GM, for the new manager, if there is a new GM and new manager. You got nobody who's going to take that next step. Not one guy. And Gorski, well, I'd like to see him continuing to play. He's probably not an answer. He's 27 years old. Nick York, great. He might just be a guy. You've got nothing in the pipeline.
No. You have Connor Griffin, and he won't be here till. I mean, does he count?
I mean, at the absolute pie in the sky earliest, and it's not going to happen. You'd look at 2027.
Right.
He's 19 years old. He's been great in Bradenton. But that's a long way.
Yeah.
That guy's got hundreds of bus rides in his future.
Yeah.
So you got nothing in the immediacy unless you're willing to open up the pocketbooks. And they've said unless they're close, they're not opening it up. And it's impossible to argue that a team that's on pace to win 60-some-odd games, might even be fewer than that at this point, is close. All right, you can vent, 412-928-9370. You can text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. The Pirates 12-23 and fans are pissed. So just quickly before we take the calls here, Dorn. Mental blunders yesterday that I would put on the manager because there's no accountability. Triolo dusting the ball off and then throwing late to first. It's just a lazy looking play. Key Brian Hayes picked off second base. That's just yesterday.
Yep.
And then from the general manager side, these are some roster blunders. IKF's on the IL, and you have Piguero up here, and yet you keep rolling Triolo out at shortstop and trying a whole bunch of different things there. Take a nice long look at Piguero. I don't think
he's... What's the point of bringing him up?
Yeah, I mean, he ain't the answer. We've seen him a bunch before, but like, why wouldn't you try something different? Anything different, if you have the opportunity. Then you got Dennis Santana, who was on the bereavement list. Well, he made it back to Pittsburgh in time to play a game, and they didn't have him on the active roster. They had Kyle Nicholas on the roster. Dennis Santana, arguably your best reliever, he's here. Like, I get a bereavement list, of course, and I hope everything's okay with him. Obviously, it's not. Like, I have a ton of sympathy and empathy for anybody who's lost someone. But once he gets here and should be on the active roster, not just walking around the damn clubhouse. And then, can we play Gorski, please? He hits a triple. He busts his ass out of the box. It's a triple to left field. Mm-hmm. He's running the second he hits the baseball. Reward that if nothing else. He's got some thunder in his bat. Play him. And then today, Majinski's supposed to start. You've called Barco up to AAA. You need to call Bubba Chandler up. Give the team, give the fans a reason to watch the games. Right now, you want to watch when Skeens pitches. That's it.
That's it.
So give me some Bubba Chandler. For winning reasons, too. He's going to be better than what you got. Because what you got is a reliever masquerading as a starter you're throwing out every fifth day. Need I say more?
You're good.
To Bob in Irwin. Hello, Bob.
Hey, guys. I'm fed up with the Pirates also. I think they should go the route that the Penguins did at 89 when they hired Craig Patrick as the GM. And Patrick says, well, I'm going to go behind the bench and find out what this culture is, and then I'll find the right coach to lead this team. I think the Pirates should hire Jim Leland as general manager and get a baseball guy in there that's going to run it. And he has a working relationship with Don Kelly. He can let Don Kelly run the team for the rest of the year and have his input and do an analysis of what it's going to take. You know, he runs Baseball USA. He has a relationship with DeRosa from the MLB Network. I say bring Jim Leland in, and it'll bring instant credibility back to the Pirates with the fans.
Thank you, Bob. Bring Jim Leland in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you were going to get rid of the GM and manager during the season, I mean, I wouldn't mind someone coming in that could take a look under the hood, just as the stopgap.
Like a baseball guy, an older person that understands the dynamics of everything. Just for right now to see what's wrong, to identify the things, and then what to do to move forward with the new GM. I would not mind that at all. I'm not saying Jim Leland is the guy, but somebody that knows baseball.
A baseball dude to come up in here and see what the hell is going on.
Yes.
Problem with firing a GM during the season, like the manager would be the first to go, I'd believe. Like you still have the draft mid-season. Like the whole scouting department obviously has issues because they haven't drafted or developed a single hitter. So it kind of gets sticky and messy getting rid of a GM mid-year. But do you also you want him making this pick this season?
But who's going to make it?
Right. Fan hotline you can give us a ring on. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years.
Who's next in line? Who's next in line? Like in the order of general manager, like who is next? Like is there assistant general managers or director of scouting? Like, who is the next person in command behind the general manager?
Yeah.
I just let them do it.
One of those guys, let them do it. And you'd really just be sending a message.
Right.
Getting rid of Charrington. That's why I do think if I had to put my money on one to go during the year, I would think Shelton.
Mm-hmm.
But then you just wonder when.
Right.
You're 11 games under 500 already. Like, the season's done. It's done. Bill and Shaler, hi.
Hey, so I just wanted to touch on, I think it's a culture and accountability problem, and to kind of compare it to a movie, Coach Carter. So you bring in a wealth of knowledge and a head coach, and he's coming into a dysfunctional situation, but he's able to get players, even one or two, to buy into his philosophy, and they become successful. The problem here is there's zero philosophy for anybody, even if they wanted to buy into. And in the success in 13, 14, and 15, Clint Hurdle may not have had the greatest philosophy, but he had one. And then he also had veteran leaders, you know, Burnett, Liriano, Martin, who wouldn't stand for a lack of accountability in the locker room and held the other players accountable for their actions, their play on the field.
You know what, Bill, and thank you so much for the call. We're up against it here. Those were all good players. They were good players. Russell Martin was a good player.
Right.
A.J. Burnett, Francisco Liriano, while here, really good pitchers. They had Andrew McCutchen winning an MVP. They had Garrett Cole. They had a good baseball team. And yeah, the culture here is all screwed up. I get that. They don't have good players. And that's a much bigger issue than the cultural thing.
Yeah. Good players set the culture and they make the culture.
Yes.
Even just, not even, I would say like a step above and below good players and mediocre players. Like if you are a player in Major League Baseball that understands what it takes and you have a few of them, they could set a culture. You don't even have to be a great or good player. Like if you just understand and know what it takes to win, like you could set a good culture and not even be a great player.
And I think a lot of that stuff gets assigned after the fact too, Doran. Like, oh, we won, so that team had great leadership. Or, oh, what a great clubhouse. Well, it's easy to have a great clubhouse when you start the year like 52 and 35, you know? Like, I mean, it's everything. It is this team is obviously devoid of leadership when they feel like bringing Tommy Pham in can plug some sort of leadership void. I absolutely agree with everything you're saying, but if I could have good players who weren't leaders, I would rather have that than a bunch of leaders who sucked.
Absolutely.
Rob and Jeff and others waiting patiently. We'll get to you, 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. The Buccos are 12-23, 11 games under 500, third worst record in all of Major League Baseball, and the manager says there's not a formula right now. Is this a low point for you, hard as that is to imagine, as a Pirates fan? 412-928-9370. That's the subject of the Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. Trust PJ.com. I don't think people had much hope coming into the season, Doran, as we've discussed. Like you said, why should anybody be surprised? I think you're right in saying that.
Mm-hmm.
I think at the end of last season, let's even say in November, people probably had hope that this year could be a special year.
Yeah, there's one reason why.
Paul Skeens?
Yes, because you'd think that any competent person would be like, okay, let's surround this guy with talent. That would be one reason why. That you would have hope, right? I mean, you would think that, okay, we have this dynamic, unbelievable young pitcher. Let's give him some weapons. That's why I would have hope. That's why I did for a couple, like a month or two.
Right. Before all the hot stove stuff started getting real hot, you're thinking, okay, might they spend a little bit of money like they did in 13, 14, and 15? Like, now is the time, and they didn't. They brought in guys like Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier. Now, you can get better players with that money, too. I mean, that's not a big chunk of change, but you can go out and you can spend that money on better players. They spend the money on bad players, which is the general manager's fault. The lack of money is the owner. The lack of good talent procurement is on the GM, because you can find diamonds in the rough. That's what A.J. Burnett was. He was a diamond in the rough. That's what Francisco Liriano was. He was a diamond in the rough. And those guys came here and had a ton of success. You can win with a competent general manager. You can win with a manager who sets the tone. They don't have either of those things. Is this a low point for you as a Pirates fan? The attendance would indicate that it could be. 12,000 people in there on a Friday night. 17,000 each of the last 2 days. That doesn't happen around here even on a weekend or even when the team is bad on a weekend. People go. They gave away great shirts on Friday. I was there. And they said first 20,000 people get the Andy Warhol-themed pirate shirt. Sick shirt. They didn't even get 20,000 people, Doran. There's 3,000 extra shirts hanging around out there.
Yep.
Probably with the legs on the Paul Skeens bobbleheads. And just throw them in the storage closet. Rob in Chicago, hello.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just can't help but think this is leadership from Major League Baseball. That's the way I've always felt about this. You have a commissioner who's such a dildo who cares about...
Whoa! Are we allowed to say that? I don't know if we're allowed to say that.
The cat's...
Thank you, Rob.
I didn't know if that's what I thought he said, but I guess so.
He referred to the commissioner of Major League Baseball as an adult toy.
Yeah.
Which I like, but I don't think the FCC does.
No. No. Man. I didn't expect that from Rob in Chicago.
I think that's two times recently where really? Rob's kind of gone off. The last one, he just went on this awesome rant.
Yeah, he did.
He was disagreeing with whatever it was that I said. I mean, and he was going. And then this time, he felt like he could drop that. I don't think he can.
I didn't think that he had that in him. I feel like he's like a...
Have what in him?
Well, yeah, I hope he doesn't. But I didn't know that Rob had that that dark side to him.
Have you ever been more down, Pirates fans? 412-928-9370. Year 6 of a rebuild, and you are worse than you were in year 5. You're on pace to be worse than you were in year 4. On pace to be worse than you were in year 3. Need I go on?
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.